Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige, and this is the Dear Little Me podcast.
Where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
We are going to be talking a lot about pickles today. So if you're not a fan, I'm excited to talk about this topic because you thought it wasn't real. Like it was like something that.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter and I thought it was like one of those things where fans just like make something up to try and get people's attention and like get follows and likes. So I kind of just like scrolled past it, not even acknowledging it. But then Paige sent it to me as like, oh, we should talk about this. So I'm like, that's fucking real.
Yeah, and it was like weeks ago and I didn't even hear about it. Yeah. So I'm wondering how many people actually know about it if you're not on Twitter.
Yeah, I haven't seen it promoted anywhere else but Twitter.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it anywhere on Instagram. That's where I mostly am. Some of my friends had like reached out to me like, oh, did you hear about that? And I was like, this sounds like something Demi would do, but I had to like look.
Can we talk about the name? Do we think that that's like the actual name or Demi just had that as a placeholder? Because I don't know who's buying from a company called Pickle Slut.
I know. Let's talk about some other things before we get into that topic. Because that's going to be the main thing we just
potatoes.
I mean, I was going to say that, but I was like, I don't know if that was going to. So, first thing that we are going to discuss, what is it, Angel?
Is Demi was on the Drew Barrymore episode it was Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, it was a Valentine's Day themed
yeah.
one.
And so Demi was on there, and Drew Barrymore is like one of the most wholesome celebrities that
I know. It is so cute. What I do remember, because I did watch it, but I've already kind of forgotten what they discussed, but it was just like Drew was talking about how they have like a good friendship, her and Demi, and they'll like check in with each other. And I'm like, I would love Drew Barrymore as a friend. I feel like she'd be like the friend that you'd go to, and they would give you she'd give you such words of wisdom that would just help you through such a rough time. I don't know, like you said, very down to earth, very humble.
Yeah, I feel like Drew Barrymore, like Demi has had, you know, a lot of friends like come and go, but I feel like Drew Barrymore, like out of all of Demi's friends, like is one that I'm hoping like remains a friendship, because like Drew Barrymore seems like a good person to have in your corner. And I feel like Demi would benefit from keeping that friendship close, you know?
Yeah. So the big topic, I guess, that they were doing or talking about was Jutes asked Demi some questions, and I don't remember the other ones, but only one I remember is like the one that was kind of circulating on social media, and it was about pickles.
About the pickles, yeah. So Jutes basically did like a would you rather with Demi and was like, would you rather eat a jar of pickles?
It was like, would you rather eat pickles for the rest of your life?
For the rest of your life, freeze pickles and have it as a popsicle, or
drink
like,
pickle juice.
Drink pickle juice. Yeah. I forgot what Demi's answer was.
Demi said, the pickle pops.
Pickle pops, yeah.
So, yeah. And then I guess Jutes got Demi a bouquet of pickles, which is the thing they were talking about, like a thing. Now, do you like pickles?
I don't.
You don't? Oh, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. I love pickles. I really.
Honestly, if someone handed me a bouquet of pickles, I think I would audibly gag.
I can see that. I feel your
like smell. I'm thinking about it. No.
So pickle juice, like drinking pickle juices. Well, okay. If you had to do one of those three things.
If I had to do one of those three things, I think I would jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. Not literally. Disclaimer. No, I think if I literally had no choice but to consume a pickle in some form, I would also do the pickle pops, because anything frozen and ice cream isn't horrible.
Ice cream. I don't know if it's quite the ice cream.
Like frozen pickle. I don't know. It probably tastes like
adding milk in some dairy. Oh, ugh. I bet there's that's gotta
I
be.
I just keep like pulling it out of the freezer and like on a nice hot day.
Yeah. I actually just made pickle pizza the other day, and that's really good. So I put like the sauce is ranch, and then I'll put the pickles on it, and then some pickle mozzarella pizza. Cheese. Pickle pizza. Yeah.
I think that's worse than pineapple on pizza.
I'm gonna say no. I really enjoy it. I was like the only one that ate it. Josh was like not about it. He likes pickles. Ren loves pickles. He would eat them for every meal all day long. So I gotta ask Ren what she would do. I think I would rather. I definitely drink pickle juice many of times in my life, but I think I'd rather just eat pickles for the rest of my life because you're still getting the juice and you're getting that satisfaction.
You would get tired of it every meal, every day, just pop a pickle.
Oh, yeah, I would absolutely get tired of it. But if I had to pick one, I would say eat them. So, but yeah, so like we were mentioning earlier, Demi, if you guys didn't know what pickle sluts. No, it's pickle slut. I'm sorry. I keep saying pickle sluts, like where Demi's like pickle slut.
Singular pickle slut.
It's just one, yeah. Pickle slut. If you're not familiar with what that is, it's Demi's new registered business name or just trade. It's trademarked by Demi. Demi just recently trademarked it in January 29th. And let me pull up really quick on my phone some details about it. So Demi shouldn't be expecting you to be purchasing her pickles that she's going to be selling.
Well, if it's like, if it's new and do we think it's going to be like Demi merch or just pickle merch? I'm so confused. Well, it's going to be like hoodies, shirts, like, you know, all just clothing things.
Well, it says the filing made on January 29th claims that Lovato plans to sell Pickle Slut branded clothing and pickles. So
a jar of pickles that says Pickle Slut on it.
So are people going to go to Walmart and be like, oh, let's grab some pickles for our burgers today or something? And it's like,
I want the Pickle Slut
pickle
brand.
I only eat Pickle Slut pickles.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. And here's my thing about it. What I think is very weird is that Demi's going to be selling merch when they don't even care about their actual official merch.
That's why I'm saying, is it going to be Demi merch? Because it would be like weird if we had like Demi made. I feel like Demi made merch though would be do better than Demi team made merch. So maybe Demi's going in a direction where like they're going to take the lead on that.
Oh, like creative control? Because Demi apps has nothing. I really don't believe they have anything to do with their official merch. But is it going to be like Demi and like what would the merch be? It's going to have pickles on it. I don't think I would wear anything that says pickle slut. I probably would buy it just as
a hat that says pickle slut.
I see. The thing is, it's like I would buy all the merch that I bought from Demi throughout the years. It always is just something that I wear at home, like when I'm going to bed type of thing. So it probably would be that.
Yeah.
That would be like a pajama shirt or something. But I'm curious like what they're gonna do. Are they gonna recreate Demi in the pickle costume?
Demi better not fucking release a $100 onesie with pickles on it, because I swear.
Oh my god.
You know, the holy fuck onesie was $100.
Yeah, and from what I heard it wasn't very good quality. But I asked on our Facebook group, by the way, if you guys aren't part of it, make sure you guys click. It's going to be down below. The Lovato Club. And we just talk about Demi on there, post things, updates, stuff like that. I had asked people what their thoughts were on this being trademarked and Demi's new business. And people were saying that nobody said they weren't excited. Everyone was like, oh, can't wait to buy it. Like, I'm ready. So I wonder when this is going to be, if it's actually going to happen. I don't know. I feel like it's random, but like so Demi at the same
time. Yeah, I was gonna say it is very random, but it's also so on brand for Demi.
That especially pickle slut.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's so
a slut for pickles.
Yeah. So it does make sense. So are you guys pickle fans? Are you gonna be rocking pickle slut merch and eating pickle slut pickles at your next barbecue and family gathering?
Bring it to the next Demi concert. Everyone shows up like with pickles in the air.
Pickles in the air.
I will absolutely buy the merch for the meme.
Would you?
Yeah, just to, like, have the jar of pickles on my nightstand. Just
the jar of pickles on your nightstand. Yeah, because you would never open it and eat it.
Oh, just like pickle salt pickles.
Oh, are they going to be like classic pickles? Are they going to be spicy pickles? Like different kinds? Like there's a lot, I guess, you could do with pickles when you think about it, you know?
What are the extensive things you could do with pickles?
Well, I mean, like, flavor-wise, like, you could do a variety of different kinds of pickles. You know, there's, the bread and butter ones, like, the whole pickles, the half pickles. Like, there's a lot of different types of pickles.
You know, the first thing I actually thought when I heard the name Pickle Slut? So, you know, the shape of a pickle. Take that into consideration. Yeah. And also Demi has before not trademarked, but like Demi promoted the vibrators through Bellesta. Yeah. So my first instinct was that it was going to be like a sex toy company.
Oh my God, imagine.
Until I saw that it was going to be like a clothing accessories, whatever. But I saw Pickle Slut and I was like, slut, sex toys. What? Yeah. But that would have been hilarious.
I mean, they can maybe
a pickle shaped dildo.
They could expand the business and they can, you know, branch off and try different things.
Yes.
I would like Demi to resurrect Devon by Demi, probably over Pickle Slut. Like, I would like that brand back. So I'm also curious to see if this does happen, how long it's going to be a thing. Demi seems to move on from things really fast. Don't really promote the stuff for very long and just kind of moves on to the next thing. And so I'm really wondering how that's going to
happen. Remembers Devon by Demi? I feel like that was so short-lived. It was, yeah. What, 2014 to 2018?
Yeah, 2018. Yeah, it seemed like it was shorter than it actually was. Because 4 years is kind of a long time when you really think about it. But also,
Demi promoted it maybe twice in those 4 years.
Well, no Makeup Mondays.
Yeah. I miss Makeup Mondays.
I know.
Which probably sounds so weird to people that weren't a fan, like Tell Me You Love Me era and prior, because obviously they wouldn't know what it is. And Demi was only really doing that like in the beginning of it. Like, I feel like Demi stopped like 2016 doing No Makeup Mondays.
Yeah, I think so too. I should look up I'm actually going to look up the Devon by Demi Instagram and see the last post that they have. Because I think it was Demi in a purple dress, wasn't it? Like, there was no goodbye. And I think if I remember correctly, they were talking about revamping the website and stuff. It was like under construction. Oh, one of the last posts. Okay, 2017. We're here to get you through your week and weekend. And then March. And then all of a sudden it's gone. We're here to get you through your week and weekend. And then that's it. That's the end of us.
Yeah, so 27, was it that? Because I feel like the last promo we got from Devon by Demi was in the Cool for the Summer music video when Demi did the little
Oh my God. Yeah, that's 2015. I never had the rebranded bottles. I always had the original ones.
Oh yeah, me too. And like, I broke out so bad. I think we talked about that before though.
We did.
I used it one time, broke out horribly, and then it stayed on my dresser for the rest of the time.
I mean, it was really cute. I loved the purple because purple is my favorite color. So let me see when they rebranded. Because
what does the website say when you go to devonbydemi.com?
That's a good question. Hold on, let me pull it up. Devon by, I don't even think it's there anymore. devonbydemi.com. Says, what happened? Something went wrong.
Oh no.
What can I do? Yep. So it's not there anymore.
Devon by Demi.
So it looks like they rebranded pretty early on. Because I was going to say, why would you rebrand and then just not even make the products anymore?
Yeah.
Wow.
But the reason we started to talk, we brought up Devon by Demi, y'all, is because Demi's recent post, y'all didn't see.
Oh, it makes me so mad that somebody can look that perfect. Demi's skin
not a single pore or like.
Look at that. I'm like, why? I get like, I mean, I use filters when I'm on Instagram stories, but I like look at Demi and I'm like, why do you even bother using it? Your face is just a filter. It's perfect.
We need a filter on Instagram called Look Like Demi Filter.
Like, yeah, the Demi filter.
But Demi, like, I would love to just, like, Demi's skin is so clear and like the jawline is so perfect. Everything about Demi serves face card 110% of the time.
Yeah. And the freckles, and I just like, if I tweeted this not too long ago, and I've probably tweeted in the past, if I had skin like Demi, I would never wear makeup ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just beautiful.
Which is why Demi did the No Makeup Mondays. And that literally is what like inspired me in my little high school days to embrace, because I have freckles too. And I used to cover them up with makeup because I hated them. Mm-hmm. And Demi's the one that inspired me to stop doing that and just embrace the natural skin and healthy, you know? So I wish that they did continue doing that, but.
I definitely had some No Makeup Monday. Like, I partaked it. I was a part of that. I would post, like, and I've been very insecure about my skin for a really long time, especially after becoming a mom. Like,
Yeah.
But it's really nice to see when Demi isn't posting with filters. And there's so many times I've seen on Twitter where people try to comfort Demi, like, oh, like, or just celebrities in general, of like how they look wearing makeup versus without. And they're like, you know, and I'm just like, you cannot even try to drag Demi. Do you see, like, that's perfection.
Yeah, Demi's also been very vocal, like, when it comes to other people trying to put filters, like, with the whole mermaid situation. We talked about it, I think, in one episode, where Demi literally commented, this is not what my body looks like, don't promote this.
Yeah.
So Demi's not trying to be anything that they're not. They're very open and clear that, like, be who you are, be confident in who you are. You don't need to change anything about yourself. And I feel like other celebrities, like, would rather, like, airbrush themselves and do filters and make Photoshop themselves.
Although I did look into the skincare that Demi was promoting, and they've been using it for years. Like, I remember them talking about it in an interview, the same brand. I can't remember it now, but it's very expensive. And I was like, oh, man, I wish I could afford that. Like, it looks, if I don't think I'd have the same results. My skin is nothing like Demi's, but oh my God, I was over like almost like $200 for these skin products.
I mean, it better make your skin look flawless for that amount.
I know. So Demi, bring Devon by Demi back. Maybe change the formula a little bit, not put all these heavy scents in, because it really did break us out. But I would use it as it worked for me in the beginning. It really
I started using the face lotion as hand lotion because I like the scent of it, but it would break my face.
Oh, I loved the hydrating facial mist. That's what our Devon candle smells like, which we're sold out, by the way, but I plan to restock. I love that candle. I have it, well, the OG one right here. This one's not, because it was lemon and peppermint. The smell was so good of that line. Like, I think they came out with body lotion, right? Did they ever have body lotion?
I don't know, because I was using the face lotion on my hands. I remember that.
So you didn't even need to, because they had other products that I never got.
I just got the whole, like, kit for Christmas that came with, like, all of it.
Yeah, they had, what I'm seeing here is Hydrating Radiance Mist, Deep Facial Cleanser, Clarifying Mud Mask, which I never had, and then the 3-in-1 Moisturizing Primer.
Yeah, so I had the primer, the spritz, and the, like, cream or whatever.
Acne Rescue Treatment, too. So that must have been like a spot. I wonder if that was scented. Because if that was scented and it was like a spot treatment, I'd be like, I don't think that works. Like, it was heavily, like, scented. And that's not really good for people with acne prone skin. But, so I'm excited for Pickle Slut. Maybe it would be so cool to, like, see the merch and try the pickles on a podcast episode.
Oh, yeah. We can review it. Review
Pickle. Will you try it? Just to
try a Pickle Slut pickle?
Yeah,
if it was a Pickle Slut branded pickle, I would try it for the podcast. I might gag.
That is dedication. Yes. And I feel like you wouldn't be biased, because I like all pickles pretty much. So, and
I literally, the last pickle, like, when they accidentally put pickles on my, like, chicken sandwiches, I can't eat them. Like, I hate
pickles. Yeah. So that's pretty much what's been going on with Demi lately. Pickle Slut. It's just been a lot of pickles lately, I feel like. So are we already moving on to the Dear Little Me segment?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just fill all the content in there.
Yeah, so would you want to learn what we're doing this week?
For our Dear Little Me segment, since Demi didn't give us much content this week, we have reacted to a ton of unreleased Demi songs together from previous times that we were together in person. So we're gonna insert those clips for you guys to enjoy as, you know, a little throwback, and you can let us know what your favorite unreleased is, or if you agree with our reactions to the songs.
I don't even remember them, so it's gonna be a surprise for me when I'm
it'll be a surprise for me too. I remember Either Way was my favorite one,
and we recorded it back in May, so I feel like we look like two completely different people.
Oh yeah, your hair was the long, like, black.
Yeah, it was dark. Yeah, so enjoy these unreleased reactions to Demi songs.
So we're gonna be reacting to Demi song called For All Time. There's like 90 unreleased Demi songs, so that's
insane. Special shout out to whoever made a organized Google Drive of them all.
We'll have the Google Drive linked down below,
yeah, if you guys want to hear them.
Okay, here we go. So here's For All Time by Demi Lovato.
I like the beat. Gucci tail.
No. Gucci.
I heard Gucci tail. I was like, they're starting it off.
I got crying over spilled milk. I'm cleaning it up with
like a Gucci towel.
But you said a coochie. You thought it was coochie.
I thought they said coochie towel. I was like, okay, Demi.
That, okay. So this, I did hear the beginning of this because I remember the spilled milk part, but that was it. So, okay. It's Gucci towel, by the way. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. I love this. Fuck.
Yeah. Do you think this is holy fuck?
I don't think so. Because it doesn't sound rock at all.
Yeah, no. I heard that part.
This is good. I know. Okay, maybe Dance with the Devil. Oh, maybe
Dance with the Devil.
What if it was like the album that was supposed to be
after, like between the two? Because it kind of gives that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the artist running over like that.
Yes.
Who do you think it's about?
Funny because he ain't humble. Yeah.
No, this is really good.
Yeah. But you lie.
This is like a club song.
For all time.
No, because this would have been a radio hit.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you. If they have the proper.
Like windows down in the summer.
Proper freaking yes. Promo. I gotta get this on my phone. I gotta get it on my phone.
Yeah. Send me the link when you download it.
Okay.
I want the song. Yeah.
I gotta play this for Josh. Josh would like this. Wait, there's gonna be a drop. I thought. Oh.
But you lie. And so did I.
These add to like my dance playlist.
No, really. Like I'm gonna like work out to this.
Yeah.
Run on treadmill.
Yeah.
But you lie. This is lit.
Whoa!
I love that.
Okay, that
I
was
love
really
that. That might be
good.
My favorite release song. Well, we haven't listened to the others, but the ones we've reacted to so far.
That's top.
That was really good, yeah.
Yes. Period. All right, guys, back to the episode.
Hey, y'all. So I guess we forgot to do our highs and lows, so I'm going to do it like this. My low for this week is that I am drowning in schoolwork. Oh, my gosh. Grad school is a lot harder than undergrad was. So, just a lot of work to do, essays after essays, quiz after quiz, you know. So that's my low, and my high for this week is that my boyfriend is coming. That's my dog. My boyfriend is coming tomorrow, and he's staying until Sunday. So, it'll be the first time I'm seeing him since Christmas, so I'm very excited.
All right, guys. So, hope you guys enjoyed our reactions to Demi Lovato unreleased songs. And that was all we had for today's episode. So, we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks for your bi-weekly dose of Demi.
And don't forget to check us on all streaming platforms. If you're not subscribed to us on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button and check us out on Spotify because it helps us out so much. And with that being said, we will see you in 2 weeks. Bye, guys.
Bye.